Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we begin our study of Colossians chapter 3 verses 9 through 11 titled, Put On the New Man. You can find all of our Colossians studies verse by verse online and available free of charge at BBFOhio.com. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, please send those by email to bbfohio@protonmail.com, or you can send them through the U.S. Postal Mail Service along with any check or money order donations that you desire to give, made out to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. You can also donate by going to bbfohio.com and using the PayPal donation button on the right-hand side of the screen. And now we begin our study of Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 through 11, titled, Put On the New Man. This is part 1 of 2. Let's start with our current events update this morning. It's very local. Worthington needs to remember Sodom and Gomorrah. Founded in 1803 and about to write their own death certificate. They want to pass a ordinance. The Community Relations Commission is proposing an ordinance banning the discrimination in the city of Worthington, Ohio, based upon race. That's good. Sex, that's good. Sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression. And then it goes on to say color, religion, ancestry, national origin, age, disability, marital status, familial status, genetic information, or military status. Now, the sexual orientation, those people identifying themselves by their sex acts. Just think about how absolutely insane. There's a whole segment in our society of men who have perverted sex with other men, and that's how they identify themselves. And there's a whole segment of society of women who involve themselves in sex acts with other women. And that's how they identify themselves. They choose it. The idea that people are born gay is a satanic lie. Ain't nobody born to sin. God didn't create anybody to sin. God didn't create you to be a liar or a thief or a blasphemer or a sex pervert. And that's what we're facing here in Worthington in the coming months. Right now, they're having secret little meetings, getting their ducks in a row. Bottom line is, liberals are turning America into Sodom. That's the liberal agenda, the progressives, liberals, progressives. People like to cough up a gnat over the difference over those two. And they're both satanic. They're both lost. They're both wicked. That's what drives liberals and progressives. They're in both political parties. If you want to know what the Never Trump Republican movement is all about, they hate Trump because he's joined up with you crazy right-wing Christians. Because they're progressive Republicans. All right, that's your current events update. Something we prayed about and we'll continue to keep in prayer and keep you updated on. I'm going to try to have opportunity to speak to the council as a pastor here, but I don't live here anymore, so I don't know if they'll let me speak. But if I get to speak, I will tell them, bottom line is that I'm not a liar. Christians aren't supposed to lie. If I look at a man and call him a woman, I'm a liar. If I look at a woman and call her a man, I'm a liar. If I look at a homosexual and say it's okay to be gay, I'm a liar. If I say gays are born gay, I'm a liar. You're a liar if you say, every one of you in this room need to understand something. If you go along with this stuff, you're a liar. And you need to repent. If you know professing Christians who go along with this stuff, they're liars. They need to repent. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for helping us to know the truth. It's clear in your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who gives us the courage that we would lack. And Lord, all these professing Christians who go along with this stuff, they're either fakes or they're living in the flesh and they're not empowered by your Spirit to take a stand. And we pray, Lord, you'll increase the number of those who take a stand. And I know that means a lot of chastisement. People need to be brought to their knees. And we say amen. And Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity to get into the book. In this passage we're studying, it will address this again as we study. We just pray, Lord, you'll help us to take it in and really accept it, to receive your word, and to be doers and not hearers only. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 We're in Colossians 3, verses 9 through 11, titled the message, Put on the New Man. Amen. Put on the new man. Beginning in verse 9, we're going to read 9, 10, and 11. I'll give everybody a minute to get their books open and read along with us. Colossians chapter 3. Verses 9 through 11. And just a reminder, if you've missed any of these studies, they're online. Go to bbfohio.com. There's a little box with a playlist. You can make up all your losses there. Listen to any of the old messages. Colossians 3, beginning verse 9. Read that with me. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. God's people say amen.
Amen.
Then verse 9, lie not one to another. A Christian liar is a contradiction in terms. Just like someone saying they're a gay Christian. That's a contradiction in terms. And there's a whole movement out there. You can go to websites dedicated to being a gay Christian. I haven't found any ChristianLiars.com or ChristianThieves.com or ChristianBlasphemers.com. Christian what? That's a dating service. But if you say that to somebody, they're like, well, yeah, that's just ridiculous. Well, how is it any less ridiculous to call yourself a gay Christian? Anybody who claims to be a gay Christian is a liar. You're one or the other. Unless you're stuck in the 19th century and you mean you're happy. In that case, we should all be gay Christians.
Amen.
I don't think that's the song he's going for.
That's
a good one. We'll let Stephen sing it later. That is why I cannot and will not go along with the LGBTQ or transgenderism that Worthington City is trying to push down everybody's throats right now. Because that would be a lie, as I said. I can't lie. I won't lie. How many of you saw a lot of these, have seen it? I couldn't show it. There's too much filthy language. But there was a fella who, one of the ugliest women you ever saw until you realize it's not a woman. And he's in a store, and the store, it's a game shop or whatever. And the guy, GameStop, and the guy says, you know, yes, sir. And he just loses it. It's ma'am. It's ma'am, not sir. Now, the guy who was working there was trying to be nice, but he called him sir again. And it's because he's a man. He looked at him and said, sir, because he's a sir. He was a lot nicer than I'd be. I've run into him before. I had a guy come up to me one time and start talking, and I said, dude, blah, blah, blah. This is going back a few years. I don't say dude anymore as much as I used to. I don't know why. But I said, dude, you know, he said, I'm not a dude. I said, then you're the ugliest woman on the planet. Now, in New York, they want to throw me in jail or fine me for that. But that's what it will lead to in Worthington. They're going down the same road. Now, there's three strikes for sodomites. Now, one of the things that I have to mention is, I got this from a Christian. He attends Pensacola Christian Seminary down in Pensacola. It's supposed to be a fundamental, I don't think they call themselves Baptist, but they call themselves fundamental. He was lecturing me on calling people or referring to homosexuals as sodomites. Now, their statement of faith is that they hold to the King James Bible in that seminary. And I'm not naming names. I hope he's just a young, new student, and they teach him what better ways down there. But I can't call them gay in a general sense. Now, I'll use the word when I'm talking to somebody and I want them to understand what I'm talking about. Language is there for a reason. And it's true that the word gay has come to mean homosexual, but especially when I'm just generally speaking, like if Stephen and I are having a conversation, I feel no obligation to use their words. And Stephen's a Bible believer, and I know it. So I talk to him like I would a Bible believer. And if you're a professing Christian, I like to give you the benefit of the doubt and talk to you like a Bible believer. Amen. So then a lot of these Christians today are going to turn around and lecture you for talking like a Bible believer and not adopting their language. And by the way, we said it before, it's not even just about you using their words. They want you to say what they want you to say when they want you to say it. You can refer to them as LGBTQ. But if you refer to them as queers, you're suddenly a bigot. Well, they call themselves queer. It's the Q in LGBTQ. It's not about me being a bigot. It's about control. You got to get that. Sodom is about control. Go back and read the story back in Genesis. It's about control. Okay. You will talk when I tell you to. You will say what I tell you to say. You will use words when I tell you you can. That's what they're after. Eventually, that's what's coming. And that's why they're coming after your children. They want to rape you. That's what they eventually want, control of your body.
They're already trying to make it so you can't discriminate
in dating.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go on a date site, they want to make it so you can't prefer only women or only men if you're a woman. Yeah, they'll take it as far as you'll lay down and let them. That's how far they'll take it. They'll take it as far as you just lay down and let them. And I'll tell you, Christians are doing it. I get flack all the time. And the stand I'm taking now in 1950 and 1550 and 1050 and 550 and the year 50 is the same for Christians. The calendar doesn't change morality. The calendar doesn't change God's Word.
Amen.
But in... that's just the fulfillment of God's Word. It said a great falling away will come. You're seeing it right before your eyes with all these Christians bootlicking the Sodomites. Yeah. People are not born gay. Strike one.
Amen.
That's a big lie. You'll see it on all your TV shows. You'll see it in all your TV networks. You see it in the public schools. You see it even in dictionaries now. Everywhere. It's George Orwell. Come true. Newspeak. Orwellian. You're not supposed to say what's true. You're supposed to say what you're told to say. People are born gay. You got it? Don't say otherwise. You got it? That's what the world's telling you right now. Go anywhere. Go hang out with your family and say, I don't believe people are born gay. Just say it. Dinner time. Ruin dinner. 20 years ago, that wouldn't have ruined dinner. 20 years ago, that would not have ruined dinner. That's how far down the highway to hell we're being taken in the United States of America today. A man is not a woman, and vice versa. Strike two. LGBT. Trans. Big lie. George Orwell. You will say it. You will mean it. You will look at a man and call him a woman. You will look at a woman and call that thing a man. Do it. That's what you're being told. Your kids, you put them in public schools today, you're subjecting them to brainwashing. You let your kids watch whatever they want on TV, you're allowing a bunch of unsaved, and a lot of times they're just sodomites, educate your child into being a complete apostate.
Amen.
Let them listen to whatever music they want to listen to. I'm so out of touch with the stinking pop culture, I can't stand it anymore. Last I heard, it was, what's her name, the Lady Gag? I am beautiful. Or she says, born that way. What was the song she sang? Stephen, you know it. Sing it. Who sang the I am beautiful no matter what they say? Christina Aguilera. Now, she's still around. I saw her on one of the New Year's Eve shows. We channel flipped the New Year's Eve right before the ball dropped to see if anybody wasn't singing to the Antichrist. That is gay. But every channel, they were singing to the Antichrist right before the ball came down. You say, some of you wonder what I'm talking about? Go read the lyrics to John Lennon's song, Imagine. It's a tribute to the Antichrist. Imagine no heaven, no hell, no religion, no borders, no countries, no possessions, a socialist, one world communist setup. John Lennon, Imagine. And on every channel we flipped, that's what they were singing to end 2018 and do the countdown. That's the world you're living in. Dre?
I've also heard this song by Louis Armstrong.
I said to myself, what a wonderful world. Yeah. We should add that to the praise book, honey.
In heaven.
We'd have to change some lyrics.
The thing is also, people in the last 3 years have started calling themselves global citizens.
That was 3 years ago. That was 2008 with the presidential candidate named Barack Obama.
It was minute, though.
No, I hate to disagree with you, David. All the Democrats who are voting for Obama, I would bring that up with them, and they say, well, I am a global citizen. They're all saying it. Turn on MTV in 2008. They were all talking about being global citizens because Obama. So you're talking a decade now of that stuff.
Bruce Senior was talking about.
Well, that goes to the New World Order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's even online classes for how to be a global citizen.
Yeah.
Wow.
To most people, though, they don't even hear that. Global citizen doesn't even ring a bell in their head or anything. They're just, but the a Bible believer hears that and says, whoa.
Yeah.
That's how, just a, I don't want to raise the hands, but test yourself there. See if the Bible truths ring a bell in your head and you notice them. It's like, I've always said this, I never noticed how many blue fits there were out on the road until I bought one.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden, the only reason you know it's me is because of the bumper stickers. and that's the way it is with Bible truth. When you get it, you turn on the boob tube and suddenly you're like, whoa. Watching a cartoon years ago with Mariah and the kids. I can't remember what it was called. And I turned it on. I didn't know anything about it. It was, but I found out later pretty much anything on the comedy, what do they call that, Comedy Central, I think it was going to be bad, even though it's cartoon. But Cartoon Network. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, Comedy Central's bad too, but Cartoon Network. And I watched an episode of this thing. It was funny. And it's something adults could enjoy. You know, it wasn't just kiddie humor. And so, no, it was by Comedy, or what was it, I mean, Cartoon Network. It was one of theirs. And then there's this wild opening for the next episode, and then the little girl character zooms in and says, "Do what thou wilt, shall be the whole of the law." Satanic Bible. That's the commandment. In Christianity, it's love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love thy neighbor as thyself. In the Satanic Bible is, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Right there on a cartoon, it's geared for kids. I don't care what they say.
When you talk about that,
and I was like, what little hair I had up here rose. And I'm like, girls. And Mariah's like, yeah, we don't watch this cartoon, Dad. It's pretty bad. I said, why didn't you say anything? You know, she's like, well, you're watching it. You're the dad. Yeah. So, but it was a teachable moment. And for me. Aleister Crowley, is they called him the Beast. He was that bad. And he had a place over in Italy. And you can see his face on the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album with the Beatles. And Aleister Crowley is credited by a lot of these rockers who are into the satanic stuff as being their disciples of Crowley. And of course, those of you who are Ozzy Osbourne fans might remember, Mr. Crowley, don, don, don. Tribute songs all over the place for that guy, and he was wicked, evil.
That's where that
came from. Yeah. But let me move on. The third strike is the fact that we had mentioned already. Sodomites aren't gay. They're miserable. Since the first one, I'm going to name names here, but the first, well, this actually one of the first ones I ever knew claims to be a Christian now, praise God, and I hope he is. But one of the first homosexuals I knew down in southern Ohio, and I worked with one, and she was miserable. I worked with two men, miserable, beating the crap out of each other all the time, too. I come back later to find out that's pretty typical in that whole world, that lifestyle. Domestic violence among homosexuals is triple what it is among heterosexuals. And among heterosexuals, most of that's related to drugs and alcohol. Flip over to the back to the sodomites, and they have huge drug abuse and alcohol abuse issues. It's related. So anyway, these are all things I can't go along with, or I'd be a liar if I did. If I pretended that people were born gay, if I called a man a woman, if I called them gay and act like they were, it's all a lie. And here's just a word from our website, Worthington's city website. This is a screenshot. A summary of proposed ordinance. In an effort to promote tolerance, respect, and inclusion. That's a key word. The word inclusion. Diversity and inclusion are two of the main buzzwords for sodomites in the churches. You go right down 161, the Lutheran church down there advertised, I don't know if they still do, but said a totally inclusive church. And there's Methodist churches and Presbyterian churches and Baptist churches and Catholic churches and all of them trying to get them all to come in because they bring a lot of money. And that's why they want them. However, there is no statewide protection, because they say above, obviously there's already protections for based on race, color, religion, sex, marital status, national origin, disability, age, and ancestry. However, there is no statewide protection for sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression. So they want to bypass our state law and make this city law. And there's a reason why there's no statewide protection for sexual orientation, because everyone who has sex in a perverted manner with the same sex or whatever, they already have protections. And all they have to do is if they want to rent a place, they just have to not mention the fact that they're into perverted sex. That's all it is to it. But they have all the other protections. And listen, I'm sorry, but if I have a rental property, I don't want men having sex together in my home. I'm renting that. It's mine. And people say, well, you're like the people who said they didn't want black people living in their home. You know what? I'm going to make some of you mad even right now what I say, but amen. If you own a property and you don't want a black in there, or you're black and you don't want a white, or you're white and don't want white, the thing to do isn't to violate the Constitution and make unconstitutional law. It is to shame the person. Let's say you go to the restaurant down here, it says whites only. You know what I do? I walk in there and tell the manager, you just lost my business.
Amen. Yeah.
And I walk out and go down to the store where they don't have a whites only sign.
Amen. Right.
That guy will go out of business. So you were able to get rid of the racist policies of that restaurant without violating the Constitution. Why do I bring that up? Because that's exactly what they're doing now with the sodomites. They set the false standard with the civil rights movement. Not all of it was wrong, by the way, but those kind of things were wrong. And they violated the Constitution and said, you do not have sovereign rights over your private property any longer. The government will tell you who can live there and who can't. So now, fast forward to now, the sodomites are using the exact same logic and legal reasoning to make you rent your property to flaming homosexuals, couple of lesbians, or, you know, you can't discriminate. You're not going to be able to say polygamists can't bring four or five wives with them or whatever's next. Pedophiles. Bestiality. All that stuff's, you know, oh, never. Well, again, 20 years ago, we wouldn't even been having this conversation. Not the same thing, but, you know, well, I mean, it's your house. Okay, but actually what you're saying, if you want to say you can't have pets or you can't raise chickens in the home, whatever, it's your property.
No cats.
You should be able to say no cats, no dogs, whatever. That's your property. Because that, folks, I'm just telling you, that's what America was established for.
Yeah.
And then when you bring the government in and they start to control, oh, that sounds good. Well, if we're against racism, we can say, yeah, it sounds good, but you're doing it the wrong way. And now we're paying the piper. We're now bearing the result of bad law, things done the wrong way. And I remember Rand Paul got in trouble for saying that. And his dad, Ron Paul, got in trouble for saying that. Other politicians have gotten in trouble for saying that, but it's true. It's just a fact. It also goes on to say, who is covered? Proposed ordinance provides protection from discrimination because of a person's race, sex, fine, sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression, and so forth. So we're going to say more about this, but locally you have to... They are saying how are individuals protected. The protections extend to housing, employment. So you got a business and some guy comes in and gets a job. Then he shows up the first day at work wearing a dress.